Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep at audiobooks.com using promo code TRY70. We have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Thanks, fine.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yeah, okay. My name is Vladimir, and I'm a founder of crypto payment system. And our project helps merchants to receive cashless payments. Actually, 15 last years I spent in IT consulting area, okay. And I managed quite a big team, up to 300 people and multi-billion budgets. And we implemented enterprise software for in B2B sector. So our clients was financial institution and telecom companies.
Okay.
And now I just would like to wear shoes of startup and try to understand how it's on this side.
Wow.
Okay. So it allows, makes it easy for merchants to accept cashless payments. How do we do that?
Mm-hmm. Probably you know that 60% of small and medium merchants, so we are focusing only on this segment, still accept only cash.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise they have to pay up to 30% of their margin for a transaction processing from Visa or MasterCard.
Sure.
Yeah, and for example, when I just arrived to New Orleans airports and just came to the bus, man told me, okay, give me $2. I don't have any $2. I have just 100, or I could pay you with a credit card. He told me, okay, it's not possible for you to ride, so somebody just pay for me, and that's fine. And it is the same story in almost all countries. So with the micropayments, you are insisted to pay only in cash. For payments, I don't know, up to $20, you typically have your credit card. For big payments, you have a wire. But if you need to pay just few bucks or up to 20, you are insisted to pay in cash. And exactly for those merchants, we help them to receive those payments, and we decrease transaction fees, which they have to pay up to twice, with instant mobile payments and zero investments in equipment.
And that's the best part right there.
Yeah, so no POS terminals is needed anymore. And just 10 minutes set up to start working with the billions of mobile subscribers. So they need just download an app and made a sticker with a QR code. So that's all. Sounds great?
Yeah. Okay, so let's start on the merchant side.
Yeah.
So 10-minute setup and the merchant is ready to start taking payments.
Exactly.
Okay. What is involved on the merchant side? How... If I have a small restaurant, let's say, how do I implement this into my currently cash only workflow?
So you need just download our app, which could generate for you a QR code, which will be used for your end customer for a payment. And this app also show you the confirmation of the payment. So that's all.
Okay. So you've got a device, a tablet, a phone, or whatever. You put in how much the bill is.
You even don't need to put the amount. You are just generating a QR code. So, and the QR code already contains the information about service or goods, about amount, about bank account, which need to be sent those money. So,
okay. So how does, if you don't enter the amount that they have to pay, how does the amount get into the QR code?
It is two ways. So the first way, as you mentioned, you could enter it.
Okay.
But also you could also have your base of services and goods inside, and you could just push, I just would like to sell, I don't know, this T-shirt, and this T-shirt costs, I don't know, $5.
Okay. So for, in the case of the restaurant, you could have your menu in the thing, and you could just say, I got a grilled cheese and
something
soup,
like this,
and hit go. Mm-hmm. The QR code comes up. Mm-hmm. And then on the customer side, they have an app on their phone. They scan the QR code.
Yeah.
That has all the information that's needed. Now, as a customer, what do I have to do to make the app work?
So it is the most interesting thing. As our end customer, you don't need to top up any third-party application or just buy cryptocurrency, because now we have a blockchain-based solution. So how are we doing this? So we are just building our blockchain-based payment processing instead of current way, which involves up to 5 intermediaries every time you're swiping your card. So mm-hmm. it's bank, payment processor, payment provider, etc. So it's 5 big companies, and every time you're swiping your card, they're just $1,000 and charging your fees. So it is because it is so expensive. Yeah, yeah, it is true, unfortunately. And in our case, we have just 2 intermediaries. So we as a payment processor and our partner as telco operator.
Okay.
So for our end customers, they don't need to top up any third-party applications. They even may not know that they're using our technology, because the amount of purchase will be charged directly from their mobile account. So in it is an idea.
Okay, so like this can be used, because you brought up the bus example. So if we had these hooked up like on either at a bus terminal or bus stop or mm-hmm. literally on the bus itself, mm-hmm. I just walk up and I just scan the QR code and then that's
going to be on the bus. In the case of the bus, it would be, even you don't need any app on merchant side, it would be just a sticker with a static QR code.
Because it's always 50 cents.
Yeah, because it's always about $1.50 sure. in your right. land. So that's enough for you.
Okay, so you get on the bus, instead of having to have quarters in your pocket and throw it into a thing, you just scan the QR code and it charges to your to your phone account.
Yeah, and you will confirm it maybe with your fingertips, so and that's fine.
Wow.
What amazing. I told you 5 minutes before, yeah.
What a great idea. I love this. Where did this idea come from for you? Why did you decide that this was something you wanted to work on?
As I told before, last 15 years we spent in IT consulting, and we consulted a lot of companies in financial industry and telecom sector. So we deeply understand how payments industry operates, what is the commission, what is the pains, and what is really challenging telecom operators. It is the second part of our question, because now telecom operators are really in a stagnation. Because nobody wouldn't like so much internet and the solar. All of us has a flat rate, and there is no way for telcos to increase their revenue. So they're just trying to understand how they could survive, and they have an understanding that their future could be in mobile financial services. And probably the most of their revenue in a few years would come from that domain, but not from the traffic. And now they're trying actively search for a solution which could help them to compete on this financial arena.
Okay.
Because if they will lose this battle, so they will just not give an internet, even for end users, they will give it for your banks. And banks will provide you all services, including their mobile services. So that's it. So I think that in a few years, it would be no so much differentiation between mobile operators and banks, and we would have some kind of service company. Because for me, as for end customer, it doesn't matter what is the name of this company.
Right.
I just need, internet and some minutes on my mobile and the ability to pay for something.
Sure.
And I think it will be. But it is a question. Would it be banks with traditional payment technology, with processing Visa or MasterCard, or mobile operators could compete on this arena? And I think mobile operators have a lot of chances because they have a last mile. Everybody has a mobile phone.
Exactly.
It is 5 billion of these devices, and mobile operators have 5 billion customers.
Right.
And banks have only 2 billion. So it is a huge opportunity.
Okay.
And I think
that's an interesting statistic.
Yeah, I think we could go to mobile payments, and we beat to this area. And probably in 5 years with a solution like ours, the payment industry could be different and not like today.
How far along are you in the process of actually getting this ready and out?
We have started from ex-USSR countries, so from Eastern Europe, because we have the most strongest networkship in those countries, because we worked there for many years. And to the moment, we have a prototype of this payment solution.
Okay.
But when we came to the operator and told, okay, guys, probably you would compete with the bank, so it's a huge step for you. They told, yeah, that's fine, we like it, but let's start from something smaller. And we built just one service which could sit on top of the core payment technology, and which could allow you to buy and sell cryptocurrency directly from your telco account.
Okay.
Because now it's on hype, everybody heard about it,
but not
too many people are so much deep in technical details, and they just would like to have some, I don't know, one button click option to buy and sell crypto from some trusty big company. Not like today. So we just built the service, and we will make it alive with the operator within I think, 2 months, because we need to obtain a licensing to working with the Visa cryptocurrency in some crypto-friendly jurisdiction, something like this. But now the service is available in a standalone mode.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're not expecting a lot of traffic there, because the main traffic source for us is telco operator.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense. So if somebody is interested in finding out more about your platform and following the corporate journey, how can they do that?
So just visit our site, smartpay.space, or just Google crypto payment system, and you will find our contacts. We would be happy to explain a bit more.
Fantastic. Well, we really appreciate you coming and talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
Hopefully Collision is going to be a success for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
See you.